Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and tonight I'll be reading poetry made for the contest I made a month ago with the theme of limericks about work. I'll start with the honorable mentions and end with first place. If you want to read along or give the poets who entered some love, check out the link in the description. Thank you for listening. Our first poem is called Working Man, by Maureen Higson. Jack's a man who was ever so willing, he'll do any job for a shilling. An urgent call from his bladder made him fall off a ladder. The rest of the story is chilling. Ugh. This next poem is called Work Days, by Randy G. I'm late for work and really must run. I left too many things there undone. My boss was mad and coworkers sad. That's why it's called work and not fun. Next up, we have Retirement, by Trevor A. I retired and thought I'd now be free, but it's not what it's cracked up to be. 'Cause I've found her indoors, finds me so many chores. Is it too late to run off to sea? And here we are with Wendy's, by Violin Strings. I work at Wendy's. She does not know me. But I work for her collecting money, and I get to eat for free. I still work hard for money. The last one for honorable mentions is My Boss, by Ashaknovsky. My boss is someone that I hate, a domineering real cheap skate, who makes a big to-do when I go to the loo, and all he does is delegate. Next up, we have the winner of the bronze. The poem is called No Benefits, by Abdul Malik. I slaved hard all my life at work for a boss who was but a jerk. Now just retired and free, my wife says work for me without wages or any perks. I get you, man. With second place in the silver medal, we have Big Scam, by Sam Sampson. There once was a teller named Sam who wanted to pull a big scam. While working with cash, put some in his stash, and then he took off on the lam. Very good. Last up, but not least, to say the least, we have our gold and first winner. R-E-T-I-R-E-D, Tell You What It Means to Me, by Rick Six. I've left the ranks of working men, toiling morn to night, 'tis but a sin. But I've come to learn, and now can discern, retired means tired again. There you have it, folks. Thank you to all of the poets who came into the contest, and thank you for waiting patiently for me to put this episode out. I know it's been a while, and I've been slacking off, but here I am with a good episode for all of the people who put the poems together, and also for the listeners involved. Thank you so much for listening to my episode. My next episode will be on the 10th, and I'll try to put down a contest together so that it would be just a quick one that will go on for like a day, so that as soon as the 10th arrives, then I will be able to judge it, and then I will be able to read off the episode as soon as possible. So thank you again for your patience and kindness. And remember to give the other poets love, please and thank you. They need it. They need the recognition, and this world needs to recognize poets more. So, thank you again, guys. I hope you all have a most wonderful day.